Good afternoon. I did want to acknowledge, I forget to update the bio according to, so I am primarily a violence researcher, but for the last several years, about a third of my time has been spent with our state's home visitation program, and that's actually what I'm talking about today. There is an element of violence that's implicit to this a little bit, but this is really a home visitation program. So today I'm talking about the impact of our state, Kentucky's home visitation program on infant mortality and other maternal and child health outcomes. I have no relationships to disclose. If you look at the state of Kentucky, I wanted to provide a little bit of comparative data. Kentucky has some really bad infant health outcomes. Our infant mortality rate, we rank 32nd in the nation. If you look at low birth weight and preterm birth, we are at 43 and 46 respectively. So we are clearly in the bottom 10 for these. And so there has been a large state initiative to try and figure out how to improve these rates and really reduce some of the disparities. I wanted to touch, because I thought this audience might not necessarily be familiar with the state of home visiting, the Maternal, Infant, and Child, Early Child Home Visitation Program, MICVE, as you call it, supports pregnant women and families and helps parents of children from birth age 5. This was the $1.5 billion that was allocated as part of the Affordable Care Act to let all states implement these home visitation programs. So HRSA funds every state to develop and implement voluntary, evidence-based home visitation programs using models that are proven to improve child health and to be cost-effective. I wanted to note that the home visiting evidence of effectiveness is the team, the HOMeV team, actually conducts the thorough review to determine if a program is evidence-based, and I do have to acknowledge Kentucky is currently at part of the review process. These data that I'm going to show you are actually what we've submitted to HOMeV. But Kentucky's HANDS program is not officially evidence-based as of this moment. We are hoping it will become evidence-based shortly. So this presentation will actually touch on our evidence of effectiveness. We know from looking at the literature that home visitation programs have been associated with reduced rates of low birth weight infants and decreased prevalence of preterm births among women at high risk for poor outcomes, and this sort of operates by increased access to prenatal care and social support that happens during the pregnancy. And the idea with home visitation programs and the ultimate impact on infant mortality is that by reducing basically improving birth outcomes, we would have healthier babies. We also do a lot in that first year of birth with working with parents to ensure things like the safe sleep environment, that kind of thing. I did want to note one finding that came out of a study that was actually done in Northern Kentucky, where we have a nurse family partnership site. Where we noted that infants, this is not my study, Ms. Dobie Donovan, infants whose families did not receive home visitation programs were 2.5 times more likely to die in infancy compared to those families who received home visitation. So there does appear to be a strong protective effect of home visitation when we look at infant death. Just to touch briefly on the Kentucky program. So we refer to it as the HANDS program. It's the Kentucky Health Access Nurturing Development Services program. It's our state-developed home visitation program for new and expectant at-risk parents. I love our the program slogan, which is that every parent needs a second pair of hands, really to talk about that complementary social support element. Kentucky actually developed this program in 2002. And we went statewide with home visitation in 2004. Kentucky has 120 counties, and any woman who's giving birth in any of those 120 counties who is considered at risk, which basically means low income, has a risk, a history of depression, has a history of substance abuse, is a teen mom, can qualify for these home visitation services. We also, because of the way this program has been developed in Kentucky, we actually don't have wait lists. Every mother who wants home visitation services can get them. So it is a really great statewide program in that respect. We have early prenatal care. The idea is really get them linked immediately after they get that positive pregnancy test, if at all possible. And because a lot of the pregnancy tests are happening with the health department, we can actually try and get them in very early. So the visits happen all throughout pregnancy and then continue through the second year of life, assuming the family doesn't become qualified for more intensive services. If the child is experiencing developmental delays, they may change to a different program. It is voluntary participation for first-time parents. I wanted to note with McVee, we have expanded our program in many counties, about 89 of our 120 counties, to serve multigravida women. And so we are going to be looking at the effects in multigravida women, but for now we are focused on first-time parents. In our program, we do maintain small home visitor caseloads, and we do have regular supervision, and that becomes important to talk about. We have both professionals and paraprofessionals serving our families. And so the paraprofessionals are the ones who do the regular weekly home visits, and then they are visited by a professional who's either a social work, social worker or nurse quarterly. So we do make sure that they have that more intensive level of training if they need it. We, in the home visitation program, they facilitate parent skill development and insist in meeting basic needs, things like housing, food, health care. Linking them to health insurance has become a big part of the mission recently. There's a couple of other things that they've really done. So when we were looking at the study, we were, these are our hypotheses, we were really interested in a variety of maternal and infant health outcomes, in part because we are trying to look at the overall effectiveness of this home visitation program. So we expected, or we anticipated, that HANS participants would be more likely to have an adequate number of prenatal care visits. We really were interested in adequacy over the early entry into prenatal care, because it's one thing to show up for a visit in that first trimester, it's another thing to get all of your regular visits. So we really were focused on adequacy. We wanted to look at initiating breastfeeding in the hospital. We looked at premature infant deliveries, low birth weight, and then complications during pregnancy, all of which can have implications for both maternal and child health. I am going to touch a little bit on our child maltreatment findings. We expected that child maltreatment would be lower given the focus on positive parenting practices, and we know, actually, as Marion just talked about, with the homicide contributing a little bit to infant deaths. It's interesting to look at. For this study, I looked at our fiscal year 2012, which ran from July 1st, 2011 through June 30th, 2012. During that time period, almost 8,000 new women were referred to our HANS program. We serve about 25,000 women per year in the state of Kentucky. We have about 50,000 births in Kentucky, I should acknowledge, per year. And so this is actually a measurable percentage of our births. We have quite a few of our women participating in the HANS program. For the study, we excluded women with multiple births. These are all first-time moms. Women who are missing the sociodemographic variables, women who had an early fetal death, and women who had late enrollment, basically who did not enter during the prenatal care period. The final analytic sample for this was then 2,253 mothers who were referred to HANS and received a prenatal home visit. We selected a comparison group of women who did not receive a home visit, and we did actually a match study in this case. They were matched based on education, race, ethnicity, insurance status, and geographic region of residence in Kentucky. We break our 120 counties. That's kind of hard to match someone specifically in that county. We break them into what we call area development districts. There's 15 of those in the state of Kentucky, so I match based on area development district. Because it is a match study, our demographics are perfectly matched between our HANS participants and our match controls, and these actually represent quite well the Kentucky demographics. So just about 88% of our moms were non-Hispanic white. We had almost 9% who were non-Hispanic black, 2.3% were Hispanic, and 1.4% were other. Because it is income is a primary reason why people qualify for HANS, we do have a large Medicaid, a large percentage of women on Medicaid, so about 80% of our moms were on Medicaid. Medicaid paid for their delivery. We have 5% with private insurance, and then our other, the 17%, is really women with no insurance, which we can talk about. For maternal education, as our one of our other sociodemographics, we had about only 33% had less than 12 years of education, so about 67% had more than at least 12 years of education. All outcome data for this particular study, except for the child maltreatment, came from the birth certificate data, which is child maltreatment here. So preterm birth, low birth weight, early infant mortality. So this was defined as infants dying during the hospital without being discharged, pregnancy-induced hypertension, maternal morbidity, complications during delivery, maternal weight gain, and breastfeeding. We use chi-square statistics and conditional logistic regression models to evaluate the impact of HANS on maternal and child health outcomes using SAS. If you look at our outcomes, Kentucky, as we mentioned in the beginning, has a very high preterm birth rate. And so if we look at our HANS participants, about 10.6% of them had a preterm delivery compared with 13.7% in our matched controls. And this was a statistically significant finding. If you look, so infant birth weight, we also saw a huge reduction in our low birth weight infants. If the infant was deceased in hospital, we had, still it's a relatively rare outcome, we actually had very few infants in the HANS group, at 0.1% compared to 2.1% in our match control. And our child abuse rate is about half in the rate in HANS as it is compared to our match controls. If you look at the odds ratios, you can just see, again, this mirrors exactly what I just said. So we saw significant differences across the board in early infant mortality, preterm delivery rates, low birth weight, and child maltreatment rates. We did see significant outcomes also for the mothers. So we did see that women who were participating in HANS were more likely to receive adequate prenatal care. It's just barely significant, but it goes. We were happy with that finding. I think getting women into prenatal care and keeping them there, particularly in Kentucky with a large rural population, can be challenging. We saw a huge impact in pregnancy-induced hypertension, which will feed into the reduced rate of preterm delivery. 40% fewer complications during during delivery, and we saw that women in the HANS group, we used a T-test for this one, and it's just barely significant, but they were more likely to gain an appropriate amount of weight during their pregnancy. So overall, we conclude that the HANS program participants really had significant improvements in their maternal and child health outcomes. One of the things to talk about in Kentucky is how this can really complement traditional regular prenatal care so that it's not just what's happening in the doctor's office, but there can be additional health education that's happening during pregnancy that can improve their health outcomes. The current study includes women with at least one home visit. That's a requirement of the Home B. We have to do that for them. But we actually have stratified these results, and we see much stronger findings for women who had 6 prenatal care visits. That, for us, is about the dosage that we need to really show these health outcomes. One of the things that's unique about Kentucky is that we are a statewide, large-scale home visitation program, which has significant implications for the continued improvement of maternal and child health outcomes in Kentucky. We have had great buy-in from our state public health department with this program, and so I have access to all of our infant death data, and so we are actually doing some other studies with the same population where we can actually look at every single infant death in the state and match them to figure out if they were ever referred to HANS, if they actually got a home visit, or did they fall through the cracks. So we can try and figure out that a little bit. We're also currently evaluating the effectiveness of HANS in multigravida women, which is something that I think we're among the first home visitation programs to really serve multigravida women. And so we're hoping in April to have those findings to share with everyone. I want to acknowledge and thank the Kentucky Department for Public Health and the members of the HANS evaluation team who've really worked on this project for the last 3 years. It's going to be Brenda English, Tracy Jewell, Joyce Roble, Ibatola Sula, and Sarah Seaprick, who's in the audience. And then I have a question slide, but we'll hold questions until the end. So thank you.